Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord this 4th of July. Amen. Good to be in God's presence this 4th of July. Hallelujah. And the title of my message, I guess you see, is You're Different. Amen. That's a good thing. It's a good thing to be different. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn with me in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Yeah. That was a little pitiful, but we can do better. Philippians chapter 3. Amen. Now I feel like I'm at Oasis Christian Center. Amen. You're different. Glory to God. Philippians chapter 3, and I begin reading at verse 17. It says, Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so, as ye have us for an example, or in sample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to even to subdue all things unto himself. So it says that there are many that are enemies of the cross of Christ. There's many in the world that don't want to have anything to do with Christianity. You know, their only thoughts and their only concerns are the things of the earth. You know, what they can have now, what they can gain now, here and now on this earth. Their minds are on earthly things. They're not on heavenly things. They're on earthly things. But we are citizens of heaven. Amen. We mind the things of God. I want us to read this verse also in the Message translation, verses 20 and 21, Philippians 3, 20 and 21. Says, but there's far more life for us. That's good news tonight. There's far more life for us. We're citizens of high heaven. We're waiting the arrival of the Savior, the Master, Jesus Christ, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. He'll make us beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which he is putting everything as it should be under and around him. Praise God, that's good news tonight. So you are a citizen tonight of high heaven. You belong to the kingdom of God. You're different. You're not like the rest of the world, amen? Hallelujah, you're not of this world. So, reading from 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 through 16, and the International Version, it says, What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught to us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments. You know, the world thinks differently than we do. They judge things differently than we do. But verse 16 says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." You have the mind of Christ tonight. If you are a born-again Christian, you think differently than the world. You're different tonight, amen? You have received the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, amen? And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Praise God. Good news tonight. That means we're not victims to the circumstances of this world. We're no longer victims, amen, but we are now victors in Christ Jesus. We're not a victim to poverty and lack, amen. We're not a victim tonight of death, hell, and the grave. We are overcomers tonight. We are victors over the things and the circumstances of this world. We're not victims to sickness and disease. We're not victims to the ways and the standards of the world. Amen. We're different tonight. Glory to God. But we're citizens of the kingdom of God. And we have the Spirit of God living and dwelling on the inside of us. Glory to God. People who don't have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of them, they don't understand the things of God. They can't understand the things of God. Amen. Before you got saved, you didn't understand the things of God. Amen. It was just foreign to you. Amen. We couldn't understand it because we didn't have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Amen. So there's no reason to argue with the Word of God with people. There's no need of arguing it. Some people love to argue the Word. Well, that's not going to win anybody. Amen. And there's no need to debate the Word of God. Even the Word says, do not debate. Amen. Hallelujah. We all have unsaved family members. I don't think there's probably one, maybe one, if even one in here that has everybody in their family saved. So we all know how it is to have our unsaved family members around us. Amen? You can't explain to your family members why you go to church 3 days a week or three times a week. You can't explain to your family members why you're at church on Wednesday night on the 4th of July. That don't make sense to them. They cannot understand that. Doesn't make any sense. Why aren't you out grilling tonight and doing fireworks? Amen. Can't explain it to them. They don't understand it. Amen. You can't explain to your family members why you tithe. They think that's the craziest thing they've ever heard. Why are you giving your money to God? Or to the church you're going to. Doesn't make sense. You can't explain to your family why you speak in tongues.
That's right.
Amen. They think you're crazy. You might as well just face it. Amen. I'm crazy for Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't explain to your family why you pray and read the Bible and listen to Christian music and watch Christian television. You can't explain to them all these things that you do for God because these things are spiritually discerned. Amen. They don't have the ability. If they don't have God and the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of them, they don't even have the ability to understand it. Amen. And we get so frustrated so many times with our family members, but we just need to realize, hey, we were there one time where we didn't understand, where it didn't make sense to us. Amen. So what do we need to do, Pastor Sharon? If we can't shove it down their throats. This is deep. Y'all buckle yourselves in. Amen. Pray for them. Amen. Amen. Simply pray for them. Amen. When I got saved, I was the only one in my family that was saved. And we are so excited. We've got so much zeal with the love of God has been poured out on us. We've had mercy. We've experienced God. We want our families to know and to experience the same thing. Amen. But we've got to go about it the right way. Right. Amen. We want it the easy way. We want it the Burger King way. Lord, I told them what the Word of God said, and they're going to bust hell wide open if they don't do what I said. Now, that's really going to draw your family member, isn't it? They're going to say, oh, I want what that loved one's got. It's the truth anyway, amen. Hallelujah. So pray for them. Pray for them. When I got saved, as I said, I was the only one living for God. And sometimes that's a lonely place. Amen. But I just had this sense about me that I can't shove it down their throats. I can't make them live for God. I can't make them accept God. I can't make them do right. But I've got to be the example. Yes. Amen. Yes. I've got to be the one that shows Christ in front of them. So we have to pray for them simply. Don't throw little snippets here. Don't try to throw something in there. But just keep praying. Keep smiling. Keep loving them. And just keep on praying for them. Amen? And let me tell you, they're watching you. Because even though they want to talk about how crazy you are, when they get in trouble, who are they going to call? They're going to call you. They're not going to call that heathen brother or sister. Amen. They're going to call you. It's the truth. We've all experienced it. Amen. Even though they want to act like they don't accept you, or they don't accept the Word of God, they know what you got because they see that you've got something. Hallelujah. Amen. They know that they know. They're hard-headed. People that aren't saved, people that are running from God, they're hard-headed. But we love them anyway. Amen. So just buckle yourself into prayer and be patient. Be very, very patient. Amen. Well, Pastor Sharon, I've been praying for 30 years. Well, bless God. You just keep on praying. Amen. You just keep on hanging in there because your prayers are doing something. It's working on them, whether you see it with your eyes right now or not. And sometimes, I hate to tell you this, sometimes it looks worse before it gets better. But that can be a good sign because they're running from God. They're trying to run as hard as they can run, but they can't hide. Praise God. God knows right where they're at. And He knows right how to get them saved. We don't know how to do it. He didn't give us that place. He didn't give us that authority. Only He can save. Only we can pray and be an example. So you're in the world, but you're not of the world. Hallelujah. You're different tonight. You might as well face it. You're different. You're weird. You're odd. You're strange. You are peculiar. Amen. Glory to God that we are. Hallelujah. But you're on your way to heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have the abundant life, amen, because we can have peace. Doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Because we've got our God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're saved. We're on our way to heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you're not subject to what man, how he judges. You're not subject to how man has labeled you. You're not subject to the opinions of man. You're not subject to the things of this world, amen, because we have a higher authority. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you have judgment over the things of the world. Praise God. So we say no to the labels that men have tried to put on us. And we say no to poverty and lack. And we say no to sickness and disease. And we say no to destruction. Amen. And we say no to our children being lost. Hallelujah. We say no to our children being on drugs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Instead, we pray and we declare the word of God. We declare, amen. We speak. There is so much power in declaring and decreeing. Hallelujah. And much power in prayer. We declare, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Glory to God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it sounds like. Hallelujah. I turn all that off. Amen. And I know what my word says. My word says that we will be saved. You and your household. We declare sickness, disease, pain, and weakness cannot and will not dwell in my body. I give it no place. It has no place. It has to go. It has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so. It's so anyway. We declare our God shall supply all our needs. Hallelujah. We have more than enough. We are the lender and not the borrower. Praise God. We declare our family members are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't think like the world, amen. We don't have the mind of the world. We have the mind of Christ. So if we had the mind of Christ, where is the enemy going to attack us most? In the mind. In the mind. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Start about verses 3-5. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Now the enemy's job is to send fiery darts against our minds all the time. That's right. Yep. He'll say, here's fear, take this. Yep. Uh-huh. Here's worry, take this. Uh-huh. Here's symptoms, take this. Here's what you don't have, take this. Constantly, fiery darts, amen. Here's a dart of doubt, take this dart right here. Here's a dart of sickness, take this sickness right here. Hallelujah. That's what the enemy's job is. That's what he does. The enemy is trying to steal the word from you. Amen? So we recognize that those fiery darts, those thoughts, those negative thoughts that go against the word of God are from the enemy. They're not our thoughts. See, the enemy will put a thought there that is negative and goes against the word of God. Hallelujah. Exalts itself above the knowledge of the word. And then he'll tell you that's your thought. Yeah, yeah. He'll make you feel condemned. He'll make you feel guilty that you even had that thought. That's the way the enemy works. He comes against our mind because we have the mind of Christ and he is the thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's trying to steal that word. He's trying to get that mind of Christ out. Amen. So his thoughts can have an effect on us. But we have to recognize that those are not our thoughts. You get a wrong thought, a negative thought, a thought of doubt, unbelief. That's not from you. That's from the enemy out here. Recognize that. Those are thoughts of the devil. So we have to cast those thoughts down all the time. Cast it down. Bring every thought unto the obedience of Christ, unto the obedience of the Word of God. Amen. And we can judge those thoughts. So many times we wonder, is that me or what is that? So we can judge those thoughts. And we can ask ourselves, judge our thoughts by asking ourselves, does that thought line up with the Word of God? Does it bring fear? Doubt, worry, unbelief. If it does, it's not your thought. Cast it down. I don't receive it. I don't take it. Amen. And reinforce the Word of God out loud. Reinforce what God's Word said. Replace that negative thought. Replace that thought of doubt and worry and fear with the Word of God coming out of your mouth. Amen. We have to judge our thoughts. Amen. And don't expect those thoughts to just run off or just stop because you said the word one time. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is something that we have to work on all the time. All the time. As Jesse said, every day. Every day. Glory to God. And the enemy will tell you that you're the only one that's having this problem. You're the only one that's struggling with these kind of thoughts. But that is because the enemy is a liar and the father of lies. Because believe me, everybody in this church tonight struggles with the same thing. It might not be the same thought, but you struggle with negative thoughts, unbelieving thoughts, doubt, fear, worry, all of those things that come with the list of the enemy. We all struggle with those kind of thoughts. Hallelujah. The enemy comes against all of our minds. All of our minds. You're not by yourself. You have not been such a pitiful Christian that you're allowing these thoughts to come to you and these don't come to anybody else. And that's why we can't boast in ourselves. Right. Amen. Right. And we've got to go back. It's Jesus. I'm not such a perfect, wonderful, awesome, great person in myself. I've got the blood of Jesus Christ that covers me. It's because of Him. It's because of His goodness. Because of His grace. Because of His mercy. Amen. That I am anything. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. None of us can boast in ourselves. It is in Christ. Amen. In Him that we live and move and have our being. Praise God. It's in Christ. Hallelujah. It all goes back to Jesus. It all points back to Jesus. No matter what. Every situation in our life. Amen. can't fix anything, any kind of certain circumstances. I can't fix them in myself. You know, so many people think, well, you know, they are a self-made person. And everything is I. And they love to brag on I. You know, I did this and I can do that and I'm just this and I'm all that. And no. Jesus Christ is all that. Jesus Christ gets all the glory, amen, for everything in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God tonight. We serve a God that loves us so much. He's delivered us. He set us apart, amen, from this world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, some days you might just not feel like praying. You might just not feel like reading the Word. You might just not feel like listening to the Word of God on CD or on TV or whatever. And the enemy will come and say, see, you backslidden. You don't love God anymore. You don't even want to go to church anymore. You don't want to serve God anymore. Let me tell you, the enemy does that to all of us at some time or another. I'll tell you what's the truth. He did that to me today. While I was studying. The filthy liar. I told you that because I want you to know that you're not by yourself. The enemy speaks to us. Enemy speaks to pastor. Just like he speaks to y'all. Did I take that word and say, well, I might as well not even study. I might as well not even go to church. I said, devil, you are a liar. Get out of here. Get out of here, devil. I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. I'm blood bought. I've got the mind of Christ. I love the Lord, and the Lord loves me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got to talk back to Him. If He's got the nerve to come and talk to you and tell you a bunch of junk, then we've got to have the nerve to talk to Him and tell Him the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell Him what His future is. Glory to God. He's a defeated foe. He is a defeated foe. Amen. And the mercies of God and the goodness of God and the grace of God covers you tonight. Amen. Because He loves you with an everlasting love. Glory to God. An everlasting love. So you're different tonight. You're not of the world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. We're a light. We're here to be a light. We're here to be a witness of what God has done for us. Not a witness of we are somebody, but a witness for who He is. And a witness for His mercy in our life and His grace in our life. And what He has done for us. How He brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. He's marvelous tonight, amen. He's marvelous in your life. Even if you don't feel like it sometimes. I'm here to tell you tonight, we don't go by our feelings. Because if we go by our feelings, none of us would be here. Amen. So the next time the enemy bombards your mind with lies and deception and things that make you feel unworthy. See, he doesn't have any new tricks in the book. He uses the same old tricks over and over and over on everybody. And so we have to just recognize, hey, this isn't God. God is love. Amen? God is love. And God wants only good for us. He wants only good for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to recognize. And we're going to cast down those thoughts, those fiery darts of the enemy. Cast them aside. And start speaking who you are. Amen. Start letting the enemy know who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And don't get discouraged over your family members. Pray for them. Don't talk against them. We know they're heathens. Amen. We were heathens too before we got saved. But don't give up on them. Keep praying for them. Keep interceding for them. Amen. And speak the word of God over them. Call them in. Declare that they're coming in. And call them in. And don't give up. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.